Good morning on this 23rd day of June. Let me start by saying how grateful I am that our first day of public masses yesterday went so smoothly, so peacefully, so happily. It was a real joy to share the Eucharistic life again. And one of the things about that life is it's public. Our churches are conspicuously located, the doors are wide open, everyone can join us who wants to, and there are no secrets. And so that simple, direct, daily activity of Mass at the heart of our life is also a function of having religious freedom. And this week, between the feast of St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, which was yesterday, and the great feast of Saints Peter and Paul, which is next Monday, you and I are asked to think about what religious freedom means, its significance for the life of the church. So I'd like to ponder those things with you. And just to say for today, this simple thing, that the freedom we have to worship is the freedom we have to live the life of the church to its fullest extent. It's a great thing to be able to have Zoom meetings, but to be together personally is a gathering of a different magnitude, and it has a different emotional and practical impact. And so likewise, we were able to live our life virtually as a church over these last months. But coming together now, we see the joy of being able to move freely and be together. So the church can and does exist in adverse circumstances, in secrecy, in persecution, in famine, in natural disaster, in virus. But it's also true that when the church can exist fully, she can provide a full, rich life for her members, but also be a tremendous social contributor. So we'll be talking about this over the next few days. And in the meantime, I hope you have a peaceful, bright summer day today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.